Nearly a dozen ballot initiatives to change marijuana laws in California have been proposed in this election cycle, each needing to collect almost 366,000 signatures to earn a place on the state ballot in November. Most would legalize recreational use, some also include hemp, and set a fixed sales tax rate, though the amounts vary. Paul Armentano, deputy director of the National Organization to Reform Marijuana Laws, or NORML, predicts that only one will make the cut.
California has a very high bar to qualify for the ballot. One needs to have a very well-organized campaign and the funding for such a campaign. When one looks at the variety of initiatives that have been filed, there's really only one that has the financial strength and the campaign to actually qualify for the ballot in November.
That probable contender is the Adult Use of Marijuana Initiative, which has won the backing of the California Medical Association while also seeing its most viable rival measure step back to avert voter confusion. And Armentano notes, much has changed since 2010, when Proposition 19, which tried to do many of the same things, fell short with 46.5% of the vote.
One of the noticeable differences is that Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom is one of the more outspoken proponents of this year's proposed initiative. So we have public figures now coming out and recognizing that regulation and control of marijuana is preferable to criminalization and a black market.
Those changes reach far beyond California, observes Joe Rogaway, a Santa Rosa attorney who specializes in cannabis law. He expects this will be, quote, a watershed year for pot legislation.
Regulation of cannabis is mainstream. It's a bipartisan issue, not just in the cities and counties around California and the Bay Area, but also nationally. Lots of states coming online, Nevada and Arizona and Massachusetts, potentially Maine, all companion with Alaska and Washington and Oregon and Colorado.
In addition to shifting cultural attitudes, Rogaway says harnessing the economic potential of legalization has been boosting support for these measures, and not just from taxes and licensing fees.
When a new cultivation facility, for example, comes online in any city in Santa Rosa, there are the costs for the build-out, for the HVAC, for all the contractors that have to come in and set it up. And then they, in turn, go and spend money in the community. So it's really an entire ecosystem that, on a very holistic level, benefits the entire community.
Rogaway suggests that public sentiment has come to favor taking marijuana out of the jurisdiction of law enforcement and instead treating it as a matter of commerce.
Ultimately, I think this is an issue of entropy. At some point, the toothpaste just can't go back in the tube. And I think that's where we are right now.
The fly in the ointment, or toothpaste, remains the longstanding designation of marijuana as a Schedule I prohibited substance, a federal restriction that is increasingly out of step with current science and popular practice, but one which also requires congressional action to change. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.